Okay, good morning. We are Hilchos Tisha B'Av, Tav Kuf Nun Vav. Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Yom Rishon. So when Tisha B'Av falls out on Saturday night, Sunday, what happens? Aleph. Le'el Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Echad B'Shabbos, when the night of Tisha B'Av begins Sunday, which is Motzei Shabbos. It could either be a Nidche or it lands on that day, on Sunday. So you get a candle and you say the bracha all by itself. There's no wine, you're not saying the bracha of Havdalah. You're just saying the bracha of all by itself, because we normally put it together with all Havdalah, but it's really its own separate bracha. Okay. And there's no issue of, and that bracha does not require wine, right? The bracha of Abdallah requires a cup of wine, grape juice, whatever. And there's also no issue of pleasure when it comes to the light. We're just thanking the Kodesh Baruch Hu for giving us fire and light. And right, by besamim, we're going to notice we don't say, because there's pleasure by that. So just to point out, this happens to be a machlokas. If one, during the day of Tisha B'Av, if it's appropriate to be saying the bracha of besamim and smelling besamim all day, because it smells good. So the Taz and the Graz say one should not, and the Magen Avram says it's not a problem, it's just an issue. It's a chumra related to Havdalah. Okay. Let's keep reading. And when should you say it? So that you should say it before you start, when you say it in the shul. A woman can say it at home if they're not in shul. And in shul, we say it before we start Eicha. So what's a few obvious reasons why you want to say it before you start Eicha? Number one, it's the Havdalah, it's a bracha of Shevach. It's kashur to Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos, not to the holiday of Tisha B'Av. So it just makes more sense to do it right away. And there's Rizus. Okay. Then Mishnah Berurah also points out from Eicha, we see in the Pasuk, B'macha Shakim Hoshivani, that now we got thrown into darkness. So you had Shabbos, say the light, and now you're moving into the new phase of Tisha B'Av where it's dark. So you want to finish with the light and then move on. And also, you're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the light. And so what are you doing when you read Eicha? You can't read it in the dark unless you know it by heart. So you're reading it with light. So if you're going to be using light, it's more appropriate to thank God for the light before you start. Now, if you forget to say Bereyam Yerha'esh, how long do you have? You have up until, you have all night, and then that's too late. After once Alos HaShachar hits, you can no longer say it till next week, next Motzei Shabbos. It has to always be Motzei Shabbos, because that's when Adam was taught how to make fire.
So the halacha of being able to say Havdalah till Tuesday is without Eish.
Exactly. So for someone who needs to say Havdalah up until Sunday for the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, you have 3 days. If it's past Motzei Shabbos, Saturday night, you never say Beremir Eish. The same thing with Besamim. We're about to read that. You never say Besamim also past, because Besamim is for the Neshama Yisera to give us some pleasure to make up for the loss of the Neshama Yisera.
And you don't say it during the Seder Havdalah. You can say Besamim whenever you want.
You could do... You're able to do besamim whenever you want, just like the ner, just like the fire. Very good. Okay, let's keep reading. Ve'ein mevarich al besamim, and you do not say besamim on when the Tisha B'Av for that week, when Tisha B'Av lands, Motzei Shabbos. Okay, ubeleil Motzei Tisha B'Av, and when it's the night of Tisha B'Av, the night after Tisha B'Av, that means Sunday night, when Tisha B'Av is over. So then, Mavdi Alakos, so you get, it's a little bit like Motzei Yontif. All you have is a cup with wine, and you say the bracha, and that's it. Okay, you can say psukim or not, different minhagim, but the ikar is, it's all about the bracha. And so now, since you can drink wine, and you cannot say that bracha without drinking wine, or at least Chamar Medina. Ve'eino mevarich, lo al haner, ve'lo al habesamim. Okay. Now, in this case, what did we just say? So then you say the bracha on the coast, and you don't say not near, not besamim on Sunday night, right? We said that already. Now, if there's someone else happens to be, let's say someone is sick, and he's allowed to eat on Tisha B'Av. So you have to say Havdalah before you eat, even if you're going to eat Saturday night and it's Tisha B'Av, or Sunday morning, whenever you're going to eat, you have to. But before you eat, you have to say Havdalah. That's with a cup, and you say that bracha. Should it be on wine or Chamar Medina? So it's a machlokas. Chazon Avadya says, go ahead, say it on wine or grape juice. But most say to do it on Chamar Medina. That's in Kaf HaChaim, Aruch HaShulchan, and Shevet HaLevi. So they say it's better to do it on Chamar Medina. Then you can do it from Minhagim. Okay. And then, whoever is saying Havdalah, because he's allowed to, now he's allowed to be Motzi anyone else. That's in Tzitz Eliezer, Chazon Avadya, and others. That you could be, since he needs to say Havdalah and he's saying it and it's kosher, you can also just listen, and then you don't have to do it Sunday night. And if he's doing it on the night of Tisha B'Av, so he wouldn't say Besamim, but he would say Mirei Eish, and he would say Havdalah. Okay? What else is there to say about that? It reminds a little bit of an onin. An onin, we know, is not chayev in saying mitzvahs. So let's say you have an onin, comes Motzei Shabbos. Onin, right, he has to bury his relative. And he's not chayev in doing mitzvahs until the body's buried or whatever the scenario is, Rahilchas Aninus. Right now an onin is pater. He doesn't say Avdala Motzei Shabbos. But he is allowed to listen to somebody else, and then he's Yotze. If he doesn't listen to someone else, then whenever the body's buried, as long as it's within the 1 or 3 days, then he'll say Havdalah. So that's similar to this. Happens to be, just throw it out there. Is it possible to say, in this scenario, when it's Tisha B'Av is Motzei Shabbos, can you say Havdalah on Shabbos, on the cup? In other words, before Shkia, Saturday Shabbos afternoon, before Shkia, can you say Havdalah on a cup after Plaga Mincha, before Shkia? Can you say, so what's the answer?
Yes.
So Al Pi Din, if you did it, it works. And that's similar, so Chazon Avadya writes that that's perhaps a good idea for an Onin, who's Chayav and Mitzvah while it's still Shabbos. The Geshar Chayim there says not to do it. And everyone says here for sure not to do it. That's not the minhag on the air, when it's, just so you don't misunderstand, when Tisha B'Av is Motzei Shabbos, everyone says, when do you do Havdalah? Sunday night. No one says to do it during Shabbos. But if somebody was a wise guy and did it, he's 100% Yotze, and he obviously cannot repeat it again on Sunday night. Again, that's the minhag, but it does work. Very good. Okay, anything else important? Mishnah Berurah just reminds us of the obvious, that if a woman is going to light, I kind of mentioned this, if a woman's going to start doing things Motzei Shabbos before, this is on Tisha B'Av, right? But this is all year long. Before anyone starts doing malacha, just make sure you say the words, Baruch Hama Avdil Ben Kodesh L'chol, no different than any other day. Okay. Now, we all know that when you say, right now we basically discuss saying Havdalah on a cup. What about during Shmona Esrei? Shabbos is over, Saturday night, it's Tisha B'Av. And Mariv, do you say Atachon Antanu, right? So of course you say Atachon Antanu, you say everyone says Havdalah and Tefillah, you don't need a cup. What happens if you forget? So you don't go back. Everyone says you don't go back because you're not eating anyway, and then you're gonna say the bracha of Hamavdil Motzei Sunday night.
That's normal Motzei Shabbos, you do go back?
Normal Motzei Shabbos, you don't go back. Also, so in that regard, there's no difference. What I will say, there's one potential question mark, is what happens if a person eats? Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah.
So normally during the year, if a person eats before saying Havdalah on the coast, right? He did, and before he mentioned Havdalah in Shemona, and he skipped Atachon Antanu in Shemona Esrei, so then he does have to repeat Shemona Esrei. Here it's not so clear. It may or may not be the same thing if for a chola who needs to eat. But, well, just, okay, nice thing you brought in. Let's see. Okay. Now, what do you do Motzei Shabbos when you... Now, the minhag is, we mentioned if you're going to say Havdalah on Tisha B'Av, if you're a chola, we mentioned most will say on Chamor Medina, unless you don't have. Everyone agrees, if you don't have Chamor Medina, you do say on Tisha B'Av, on wine or grape juice. That's only if you have a choice, you choose Chamor Medina. I'm saying that's during Tisha B'Av, I'm saying, if for a chola. For a chola during Tisha B'Av, most say choose Chamor Medina, but if you have no choice, you go with the wine. But Sunday night, everyone agrees, lechatchila, you're allowed to use wine. As far as I know, everyone. It's in the Mishnah Berurah and other places, Dagol Marmava and so on, that you do say on wine lechatchila if you want to. In fact, it's usually better. Chamor Medina is actually problematic. So I would say Sunday night, you should do it on wine or grape juice. Right, back in the Hakas of Chamor Medina, that's a whole separate issue. Okay. During Shavua Shechalbo, so then the Ramaz Machmer, to not use wine and grape juice lechatchila, but that's okay. But now we're not talking about Shavua Shechalbo, we're talking about Sunday night, after Tisha B'Av. Okay, I think that covers it. Okay, Tav Kuf Nun Zayin. I think that's that. Okay, Tav Kuf Nun Zayin. Lomar Nachim Vaneinu B'Tisha B'Av. So on Tisha B'Av, we have these two extra paragraphs. One that comes one time a year, and one that we're more familiar with, several times a year. Nachim, it's an extra tefillah that we talk about, the Churban Beis HaMikdash. That's the ideal place that we're going to read. And Aneinu, we all are familiar, okay, to answer us because we're fasting. B'Tsa'ar. Aleph. B'tisha B'Av Omer B'bonei Yerushalayim. On Tisha B'Av itself, you say in the bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim, this special tefillah about that there should be a Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So, obviously the best place to put it is where? In Bonei Yerushalayim, because whenever you have a bakasha in Shemona Esrei, a personal one, communal, you always want to put it in where it's most specific and matim, appropriate. If it's not, if you can't, then you say Shomei Tefillah. That's the general rule. So over here, of course you should do it during Bonei Yerushalayim, and the post can point out, according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's clear that he writes, you should say, it happens to be a machloket rishonim, but the Shulchan Aruch writes, or holds, you should say Nachem for all three tefillos, Maariv, Shacharis, and Mincha. And so that is a very popular custom among the Sfardim, in particular Minhag Yerushalayim, but there are different Minhagim among Sfardim. Chazon Avadia recommends to also say it. Kavachayim, Lefi Minhago, okay? But we're going to see the Ramah is going to say by Ashkenazim, we only say it at Mincha, only Mincha. Okay, let's keep reading. Nach, so what do you say? Nachem Hashem Elokeinu et Avelei Tzion v'chulei. Just look in your sitter. Va'aneinu b'shomei tefillah. And we say aneinu b'shomei tefillah. So also, the Sfardim say aneinu already the night of Tisha B'Av for Arvit Mincha. Normally for the Dalet Somos, it's only during the day, so you just start Shacharis. And Ashkenazim also only say aneinu starting at Mincha time. V'imlo amar loze v'loze, and if you left out Nachem or Aneinu, are you yotze? Yes. Ein machzirin otel. You do not have to repeat Shemona Esrei for these. There's no korban. There's no korban musaf involved. So therefore, it's not okay. So therefore, you don't have to. You don't repeat for that. Now let me just point out. What happens if you forget Nachin? Okay? And you're still in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. You just finished the bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim. Is it Etzamach that comes afterwards? So you're in the middle of Etzamach. You start the word Etzamach, or perhaps even if you didn't start, that's a whole other story. So let's say you started the words Etzamach, and then you realize, oh, I forgot Nachim, and I only have this once a year. I don't want to lose out. So what are you going to do? So the bottom line halacha is very simple. You say it in... The best place to save it is? No. You want to say it at mincha time. Tomorrow is too late. So the best time to do it, yes, there is a machlokas. I think it's pretty clear. The best time, lemaisa, is there's only one best time. During Ritzeh. That's the most appropriate. And then I'll elaborate a little bit for you. If you could also say it during Shomei Tefillah. Like if you're a little nervous and paranoid, by the time you get to Ritzeh, you're going to forget it a second time. And you already are remembering it during Shomei Tefillah, you could do Shomei Tefillah. But the best time appropriate is really Ritzeh. And some say to say it during Modim, before the Al Kulam, but most say don't, it's too late. Once you miss Shomei Tefillah and Ritzeh, you pass the mark, and I'll just say it when you finish Shemoneh Esrei before Elokai Netzor. That would be the next best time to say it. Or after Elokai Netzor, and then eventually you're obviously done already. Marv, I don't think helps. It's already Tisha B'Av's over, but why not, right? Why not? Yeah, I wouldn't say it in Shemoneh Esrei. I would just say it by yourself. Okay, so just a quick. The Bir Halacha is the best to sum it all up. So the base Yosef points out that whenever you need to add an extra bakasha for the future, so then you either say it during Shemoneh Esrei or you would say it during Ritzeh. That's appropriate because those are all times of bakasha. Modim Hoda is only on things in the past, and Nachim is all about the future. It's all about bakasha. We should get a nachama, binyan beis hamikdash. So it would be completely inappropriate to mention it, to save it for Modim, before the words Ve'al Kulam, so it should be like we mentioned, during Ritzeh, where it's all about the Silbakasha time, and it's still about the Beis HaMikdash, about the Avoda.
But there is a thing about not adding Bakashas during the last...
Yeah, I know, period. But correct, but in Breira. So, now, the Bir Halacha, I like the Lashon he uses. He quotes the Magen Avraham. He says the Magen Avraham was he'etik. He just copied from the Beit Yosef B'Shem the Abu Dram, who says to say it ve'al kulam, to say it during Modim. But he points, because that's what the Magen Avraham saw. But the Bir Halacha brings a slew of, or a short list of Rishonim and Achronim to show that it's impossible, and it must have been a Taot Sofer, a typo. Is it? I don't know. But that's what seems to be according to some of the poskim, because it doesn't make sense. And the Yerushalmi, the Rishonim quote the Yerushalmi that say the Lechat Chila time is to be in Ritzeh, because it's all about the Avoda. So anyway, so we don't poskim like that Lechat Chila, but obviously for Bidyevid, that would work. Okay, fine. I think that's enough on that. I think we're ready to move on to the next. Let's see. Let's read the Rama. Haga. V'haminag pashut she'en omrim nachim rak b'tfilat. Mencha shel tisha b'av. So I jumped the gun a little bit because I was explaining the Shulchan Aruch. So the Rama says, we only say these things at the extra tfilos at mencha. V'fi she'az hitzitu b'migdash esh. Because this is when the Beis HaMikdash, actually the fire started to burn. That's when it really was destroyed. That's when it was at its worst. And it's also, since you reach, we mentioned this the other day, since we reached the bottom now, it's also now the beginning of Nechama at the same time. And the Tefillah of Nachim has both. It's about the Avelus of the destruction, and we're asking for also Nechama and the Binyan. So it has a little bit of both. And so therefore it's appropriate to start then. V'lachein, mitpalim az ala nechama, and that's when you start praying for the nechama. Okay. Just a quick thing about the nusach. So many Sfardim, and I believe all Ashkenazim, I checked a couple Sidurim, the nusach at the end of that bracha, it's a separate bracha, and obviously you would only say it as a separate bracha if you say it in Bonei Yerushalayim. If you're going to say it in Ritzei, I don't think anyone says to say it with the bracha. You just say it as a tefillah. The only time you have to... Right, exactly. You can only say that special Nusach Hasim and Bonei Yerushalayim because you're replacing Bonei Yerushalayim. Right. So the Nusach that most of us have, I think in all the Ashkenazi Siddurim, it's Menachem Tzion Ubone or Uvone Yerushalayim. It's two separate things. There are some who point out that normally in a chasima, one of the rules of the chasima is it's only supposed to be one topic. You're not allowed to throw in two separate topics into the bracha. So, again, it's a little bit of semantics and how you look at it, or maybe there's a lot more to it, but Menachem Tzion and Bona Yerushalayim is that one topic or two, and should it be written as one or two? So, Chazon Ovadia follows, I think it's Menachem Yerushalayim, that they have the nusach of Menachem Tzion Bebinyan Yerushalayim. So it's not so it's more like it's one topic. All right, it's more of the Gra says that too?
I believe so.
Okay, I don't know, thank you. Okay, I think let's do the next one. I think it's a quick one. Aleph, Tav Kuf Nun Chet, V'motzei Tisha B'Av Ein Ochlim Basar. We don't eat meat on Motzei Tisha B'Av. Whatever it is, any time during the year, any day during the week, Motzei Tisha B'Av. Aleph, B'tisha B'Av L'Eit Erev Eit Tzitu Eish B'Heichal. So it was on Tisha B'Av. That's when the punishment and the suffering started, sort of. So therefore, we celebrated on Tisha B'Av. Right. B'tisha B'Av L'Eit Erev, in the end of the afternoon, that's when it was started, right? So that's why we koveya on the Tisha B'Av. V'nisraf al shkiat hachama b'yom asiri. But it mostly was burning after shkiat hachama on the 10th day. So that's why, right, I forget the name, one of the Tanaim in the Gemara would fast on both days. V'nisraf b'yom asiri. V'pnei kach mina kasher, so therefore there is, at least for us, and mina kasher shelo lechol basar v'shelo lishtot yain b'leil asiri v'yom asiri. So therefore, not to eat and drink meat and wine on that night. Okay, some even do it on the day itself, right? Hagav yesh machmirin ad chatzot hayom v'layoter. So the Rama writes, and the minag is on the next day as well, but it ends at chatzot. Okay. But now, this is all just so you know, it's a minhag, not after Tisha B'Av. So therefore, if you're doing any kind of siddus mitzvah, a wedding or any kind of siddus mitzvah, you're allowed, lechatchila, everyone who comes to the party is allowed to have wine and meat. You don't have to make a siyum for it, and that's okay. Okay. Imchot.
Not in the night, in the day, the following day.
No, even the night.
Even the night?
The night after Tisha B'Av. During Tisha B'Av is a din. After, it's pure minhag, but the minhag is not when it's a siddus mitzvah. Okay, Rama points out, minhag Ashkenazim, not to play music. We're going to see also by bathing and laundry. Ashkenazim are also machmer till the next day, until chatzot, but Sfardim, the only chorma the Sfardim keep is meat and wine, not the other things that the Rama is about to mention. Im chal v'tisha b'av, the Shabbos v'nintchel yom rishon. Now, if it gets pushed off a day, Tisha B'Av really was on Shabbos, and Sunday is the Nidche. So now we're talking about Sunday night or Monday. So the Mutar Lechol Basar V'Yayin Yom Sheni. So on the next day you're allowed to. Aval B'Layla Asar V'Nei Avel Shel Yom. So then Sunday night, no meat and wine, but Sunday morning you are allowed to. Monday morning, the next morning you are allowed to. And right, then Ashkenazim are Machmer by haircuts until Chatzot the next day, but not... All these extra chumras, they are makel when it's a nidche. So that Monday morning would be okay if it was a nidche. It depends if Tisha B'Av landed on Sunday or Shabbos. And Bir Lacha points out a tavshil is mutter. Tavshil shel basar is mutter. The minhag is only on meat itself. So you can eat your meat chillin, just pick out the pieces of meat, and that would be okay. And or a meat stew just without the pieces of meat. And Birkat Hamazon, whoever normally says a bracha of yayin on Birkat Hamazon can also do that as well. Okay, and I'll just mention the Mishnah Berurah points out another chumrah. Again, certainly not lehalacha, and you don't have to. He just mentions also no marital relations on that night of Motze Tisha B'Av, unless it's Lel Tevila, you're going on a road trip, or you need to, whatever the situation is. There's certainly no halacha and no regular minhag on that one. And whenever it lands out on Erev Shabbos, everyone's matir 100% the whole day.